Former Governor Peter Shumlin says the failure of Vermont to adopt a single-payer health care system during his time as governor highlights the many reasons why this issue must be tackled at a national level. But supporters of single-payer in Vermont don't agree with Shumlin's analysis. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
For most of his political career as a legislator and governor, Peter Shumlin strongly supported the creation of a single-payer health care system in Vermont. That's why it came as a shock to many people when Shumlin announced, just a month after the 2014 election, that he was abandoning his efforts to implement a government-financed health care system. Shumlin told members of the Harvard School of Public Health that he miscalculated the political and policy challenges associated with the single-payer approach.
The lesson is, I was wrong. I don't think small states can go it alone. At least little states like Vermont, with an unstable federal partnership.
Under the single-payer plan that Shumlin was looking at, all employers and employees would pay for health care primarily by using a new payroll tax. Shumlin says there was no assurance that these tax rates wouldn't increase substantially in the future if health care costs continued to go up.
It's very tough to make the sale to legislators and to constituents, hey, this is a great thing. You're finally going to have health care as a right, not a privilege, but you're going to have tax rates that are quite high, replacing premiums, so it's not money you're not spending now, but there's winners and losers. So that was the biggest problem, was money.
Shumlin says the final blow to his single-payer approach was the disastrous rollout of Vermont Health Connect, the state's health care exchange. It encountered huge technical problems and cost overruns. Thousands of Vermonters were unable to sign up for coverage for months.
We all had exchanges that blew up. And as you can imagine, I lost tremendous credibility as a leader on healthcare when I couldn't deliver something as simple, theoretically, as expanding uninsured on Medicaid.
Progressive Lieutenant Governor David Zuckerman was a state senator when Shumlin threw in the towel on single payer. Despite facing some strong obstacles, Zuckerman thinks Shumlin should have continued to fight for the plan.
Based on the mismanagement of Health Connect, I think he may have been right that some in Vermont were not ready. But I still believe the majority of Vermonters want a wholesale fix to the system and would like to have seen us move forward.
Zuckerman also disagrees with Shumlin that it's too difficult for a small state like Vermont to implement a single-payer system. Zuckerman thinks that Vermont can make incremental progress, starting with legislation that provides universal primary care to all Vermonters.
Well, I certainly think we can, but maybe it needs to be done in steps. It's one of the reasons I think an idea like universal primary care and doing it in steps is probably a more logical way to go about it.
Legislation setting up a comprehensive study of a universal primary care system has 13 co-sponsors in the Vermont Senate, and it will be the top priority for the Senate Health and Welfare Committee in 2018. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.